Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for the week of April 11th, 2011. In UFO news, on November 6th, 2007, several witnesses saw a UFO over the Chicago O'Hare Airport for a few moments. There was a big hype over the first weekend of April of this year that the UFO may have returned in force. Several witnesses across the city noticed several UFOs moving slowly over the city. It only took one day, however, for someone to come forward with a plausible explanation. Renee Hutchison, who started a foundation aimed at keeping abused children out of the hands of their abusers, called the Baby James Foundation, explained the lights in the sky were sky lanterns she uses to bring attention to her cause. Well, I'd say they did a pretty good job. MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network and leading UFO reporting center, reports that triangle craft sightings are on the rise in California as well as nationally. MUFON reports that there has been three different sightings in the last week of triangle-shaped UFOs in various parts of California. One of the sightings took place over 3 days. MUFON also reports that triangle-shaped UFOs have recently been reported in Connecticut, Massachusetts, Iowa, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and a pair in Texas in the last month. A video of a purported shape-shifting UFO over California was recently put on YouTube. Granted, the date of the video was April 1st of this year. The article where the video was examined also shows potential evidence that the UFO may actually be a star-shaped foil balloon. These types of balloons act strangely as they gain altitude and deal with the wind and temperature changes. In other news, an atom smasher at the Fermilab Physics Laboratory in Batavia, Illinois, has produced some interesting results that have physicists buzzing. The discovery is potentially a new particle or a completely new force in nature in addition to the already existing four: gravity, electromagnetism, and the strong and weak nuclear forces. However, many are considering the possibility that the findings could just be a statistical anomaly. More testing will be done to confirm or deny the previous findings. The atom smasher, named the Tevatron, discovered the top quark in 1995 and was once the most powerful atom smasher in existence until the Large Hadron Collider was finally successfully used in 2009. The Tevatron has been slated to be shut down in September of this year due to budget reasons. Links to these stories can be found at the Paranexus Anomalous News feed, which I personally update for Paranexus at paranexus.org or at paranewsinsider.com. Questions or comments can be directed to insider at paranewsinsider.com. Conferences, conventions, festivals, and other paranormal gatherings. The Afterlife Awareness Conference takes place April 29th through May 1st in Phoenix, Arizona. The Great Appalachian Spook Show takes place May 6th and the 7th in McConnellsville, Ohio. The Mississippi UFO Conference takes place April 16th in Jackson, Mississippi. For more information on these conferences and conventions, visit our events page at paranewsinsider.com. If you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let us know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on fateradio.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy on Fate Radio. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.